Listener's discretion is advised. This is for a mature audience only. If you are under the age of 21, please stop listening now. If you are over the age of 21, well, enjoy.
Yay!
Welcome to episode 2 of the Budcast. This week on Weed of the Week, we have some Master Yoda from Heavenly Buds in the form of a pre-roll. Heavenly Buds usually has a 3-pack that I like to buy. It's $20 at the Freedom Market in Kelso. They are 0.75 grams per pre-roll, so you get 2.25 grams for $20. I think it's a pretty good deal. Initial feel, Heavenly Buds always kind of has like a looser joint. I like my joints really thick, at least at where the crutch is anyway. So I always kind of pinch them down.
You want to explain what the crutch is? For people who don't know.
Oh, the crutch is your filter tip. That's the part that you hold and suck through. Always tap out your pre-rolls just a little bit more. They should tap them out, but I can see a piece. If you don't like the taste of natural weed. Upon, I guess, initial feel and smell. It is a pre-roll, so you can't really feel the weed, but the smell of it, we're kind of getting a M&M bag smell. If you open up a bag of M&Ms and sniff it.
Kind of gross smelling to me.
I like it. Ew. I made a comment of this might be what Yoda would smell like. Because it does kind of smell old. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
I did have this strain a little bit ago, on my own. It's a very easy smoking joint. I got a little carried away with it. So I'd have to say, for me at that time, the harshest scale was like a 1 out of 10. Flavor is pretty good. I think. I enjoy it.
Right now I'm just getting paper. Still trying to burn down the tip here.
This particular strain is 19, or not, sorry, it's 17%. So it is a little weaker on the percentage-wise. I always typically try and get stuff anywhere between 22 to 27%. If I'm looking at infused joints, then I'll be looking into the higher 30s to 40s, even 50s range in the percentage. Percent being just THC, or total cannabinoid content, the active part that's going to get you high.
Yeah, it's not too harsh. Kind of tastes like popcorn.
Popcorn? Evident smell, but popcorn taste. Yeah, it is a very easy breather for me anyway. You're over there coughing. I really enjoy Heavenly Buds. They have a lot of good strains that I like from them. I was going to try and get Golden Ticket, but every dispensary that I went to or looked online, they didn't have. I was told at one of them that they should be getting some Golden Ticket in about a month or so. Other than that, this is feeling pretty good. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I like it.
The description, I'll get that in a minute. I'll read you the back of the description for what Heavenly Buds says it is. I am a big Star Wars fan, so I do like the quirky, like Master Yoda. I've had Death Star, Luke Skywalker, things like that.
And these are grown pesticide-free.
Yeah, pesticide-free premium cannabis. It's 17.9% for the total cannabinoids. The combination, you could say it's a hybrid sativa. I don't know from what, if there's any indica in it. I don't think there is. There's really no CBD or CBG in this, so it's not going to be a therapeutic. This is strictly for THC. And that's what gets you high. We have a harvest date of December 11th of 2017. So it's about a year old. They're still pretty good. The aroma is supposed to be green, earthy, and fresh, which we didn't really get fresh.
No.
We got green and earthy, but we got M&Ms, not fresh. The flavor is supposed to be outstanding and unique, which it's a pretty good flavor. Green, earthy goodness with a hint of wood and sweet fruit.
I could kind of see the wood.
The wood?
Yeah, I get the wood.
It's a focused and creative high, which, yeah, the force is strong with this one. I feel the force.
Focused and creative high, huh?
Yeah. That's the three pack. Yeah, for the 3/4 gram pre-rolls. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it is an easy one to smoke.
Yeah, you get a little carried away with it. You can finish it pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm just about done.
Yeah. Just under a gram and you can finish it in about 2 minutes.
And it burns good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much relighting needed. I'm doing a lot of not smoking right now. Trying to talk, so it's mine keeps going out. But that's pretty good.
Kind of hard to tell while it's in the wrapper, but the color, it's pretty bright.
Yeah, like so it's a
yellow,
nice,
light green.
Yeah, it's a nice light green. I did notice I was kind of feeling the inside of the joint before I smoked it. I did notice a few stems, which, you know, I'm not too particular about. Whenever I roll joints, I always throw in stems sometimes just because I'm too lazy to pull them out. But I would expect, you know, paying $20 for just over 2 grams to at least have no stems in there.
Or very few.
Their crutch, the part that you hold and stuff, it has one little divot in the middle. I like to make a few zigzags or a unique spiral filter just on mine. That's just part of the thing I do. But it looks like they were using pre-made cones, is my guess, just from the way that it's packed and how it feels. Because it is a cone, it's not a straight joint. It's feeling good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice, subtle high. We're 7.5 minutes in right now. I am halfway through mine. You're about halfway through yours, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty good high. I'm pretty mellow right now. Pretty calm. Feeling pretty good.
Slight headache for me.
That could have been just your day, though.
Maybe.
Or coughing.
Coughing, yeah. I did get a big hit at the beginning.
Alright. So last week, I talked about the difference between sativa and indica. That being basically indica's into couch, so you're going to be, it's a downer, and you got sativa, that's your head high, and that's your upper. It can be, if you want to do something, you're going to do your sativa. If you want to chill, it's the end of the night, you're going to do your indica. Some places, or some strains you'll see, might be indica dominant, or sativa dominant. And what does that mean? Indica dominant means it has both, most likely, sativa and indica. But since it's indica dominant, it's going to have a higher percentage of indica to sativa. So you could have a 60-40, a 51-49, that would be indica dominant. Sativa dominant, same thing, just the sativa would be a higher percentage. Last week we talked about Alaskan Thunderfuck from High Frequency Farms. That was a sativa dominant because it was 70% sativa, 30% indica. So that's something to keep in mind. Like if you are going, say, to a dispensary, and you want to buy just a sativa, and you see sativa dom or sativa D, know that there is most likely going to be indica in there as well. So if you don't want indica, stay away from the sativa dominance. And same thing if you're rolling for an indica and you see the indica dominant, you might want to pass on that one and look for the same name in a different strain or a different grower.
It never hurts to get a joint with some CBD either.
Yeah. CBDs, if you've never had a one-to-one ratio of CBD to THC, it's a very interesting high, because the CBD will actually calm you down. CBD has no psychoactive capabilities in it. It's the THCA that converts to THC under heat. That's what gets you high. Where CBD, that's just the therapeutic part. So when you hear someone having hemp lotion or CBD lotion, there's no component in there that's going to get you high. You're just going to feel your inflammation go down.
The therapeutic effects.
Your joints are going to feel better. You can smoke, if you have a headache, you can smoke CBD flower.
Backache.
And it should go away.
Aches.
You can buy just CBD flower. I have some. It's called CBD Therapy. And all you want to do is some dispensaries, at least in Washington, will clearly define what's what. Is it 13 point, you know, whatever percent CBD with 14% THC, or is it just CBD? Best thing you can do is ask your bud tender. Exactly. Like, if you're strictly looking for CBD, it's just easier to ask them where the CBD's at, because most dispensaries don't carry a whole lot of CBD. But if you just look at the back of a label, it should usually say your total cannabinoids on the top. You'll have your THC, and then all the compounds of the THC. And within that, for your total cannabinoids, the CBD and CBG are going to be included in there. So if you want a high CBD, skip the whole THC and just find CBD and look for that percentage. And if the percentage suits your needs, well, then you're good to go. There's also many other products for CBD out there. You can take a pill, lotions, sprays.
Droplets.
Everything.
They're called tinctures?
Tinctures.
Or I think.
Tincture.
You can, like, add it to your drink.
That's right.
Just a couple drops is a few milligrams or something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is pretty good. I've taken a break, came back, took a nice big hit, but it's still pretty solid. I mean, you could smoke this all day, I feel like.
Don't get the smoke in your eyes.
I've been enjoying this a lot.
Yeah, I'm feeling this music.
Right. So, now let's place this under a category.
You said this is not an indica?
This is a hybrid sativa. I don't know. That's all it gives me. But I am feeling kind of mellow.
Yeah.
I don't know what... This would be good for concerts. At least if you're into reggae.
Yeah. It depends on the kind of concert.
Some heavy death metal. Yeah, that's really nice.
My eyes feel very heavy, though.
Heavy?
Yeah, so...
Like you want to just...
I would not say it's sativa.
I feel it in my head. I don't feel it in my body.
I feel it in my head. But my eyes just want to shut.
If I stand up... I can do stuff. I mean, I wouldn't want to. Definitely... You have to be...
I want
to
sit.
You gotta be at Yoda's height. He only stands 2 feet tall.
It does feel like I'm being shortened, though.
Yeah,
like something's
bigger.
Pushing down on me.
Well, I feel like everything's bigger, too. Like I'm really small.
Yeah. Yep. Like you kind of have to shrink
down. Yeah, I'm shrinking. My head's down. Yeah. My shoulders are tucked in. I'm kind of slightly paranoid, I'd have to say. This would be a high paranoia for people who do have high paranoia. I definitely feel the force.
And with the paranoia, the best way to get rid of that is to do some CBD.
CBD, and then rumor has it, we haven't actually tried it, because I haven't made brownies in a while, but lemon juice.
Yep.
Or fresh lemons, if you have them, eat them. So if you ever get too high to where you can't breathe, well, you're breathing, but you have to think about breathing.
Or your paranoia.
or the room spinning. Combination effect would be if you have CBD on hand, smoke some of that real fast, and then eat a lemon. But I need to make some good brownies before we can try it. Typically, I make brownies, and each brownie is right around 100 to 120 milligrams of brownie. And I always get weed that's right around 26%. I don't go any lower than 26 when I make stuff for brownies. I could have a whole segment on how I infuse my foods and how to make infused oils and stuff if you guys care to know all that.
Can they, like, comment on what they want to see?
What do you want to say?
Huh?
What?
Can they, like, comment on our page?
Yeah, there's you can have a comment section.
What about if
you guys,
like,
if you want a shout out, just place a comment. You can find me on Instagram at @TheOfficialBudcast. We can talk there, or you can just comment on this episode right here, right now, and I'll get back to you as fast as I can. You can also email us at
askthisbudcast
@gmail.com. I'll put all that in the description below. That way it's an easy click link. Man, I feel like I should talk like Yoda.
I'm talking about like voting in a way. They vote on what they want to hear. You know?
Recommendation,
like,
by
we
the
get
listener.
Five of the same category or whatever.
Yeah. We could pull a poll.
Yeah. poll. Probably that would be fun.
A poll we will have.
That, and it, you know, gets, I don't know.
Listeners determine future episodes, they will. Yeah, I'm pretty high right now.
Yeah.
This would be a good, like, I really wish we would have went outside and had a fire. This is a total chill around a fire. Talk about random shit. You definitely don't want to go anywhere.
I want to go go-karting.
You want to? Oh, that sounds like fun.
That's probably what you should not do.
Yeah.
But I guess, yeah, I guess it is a sativa then, because I want to go do something.
I want to go do stuff, but at the same time, I feel it in my eyes too much, to where it's, like, making me unfocused, and I feel like I have to just kind of shut my eyes and feel the
this
force.
This would be one you should not do at work.
No.
You would probably be found out.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a work weed, this would not fall into that category.
Yeah, I'm going to relight it now.
That or, I mean, it could if you just micro-hit it. One hit, and you're done. But then
I kind of felt it after the one.
Oh. Yeah, and if you guys have any, like, what your favorite weed is, let us know. We'll try it. We'll let you know what we think of it. I mean, I'm always looking for
a weed that you want to try.
Yeah, I'm
but
always
aren't sure about
looking for new things to try. I'll give a review on anything.
Especially if you don't want to, like,
waste your
spend
money.
A lot of money on it.
Yeah. That was huge. So, if you guys are, like, I know some people, they smoke out of vape pens. Which is, I do that. I mean, I have a few, and they're cool. Some people only smoke out of bongs or pipes. But there's nothing like a good pre-roll or a good joint that really, like, hits the spot, you know? Like, you know, you have people have vape pens, you can smoke out in public and stuff like that.
Which one works better?
You can get away with it. No, I'm just like, there's something about a joint high in comparison with, like, a bong high. And I think it's because as you smoke the joint, the oils seep out and it all collects at the bottom. And so your last few hits are like super concentrated hits.
By intensity, joints are the least for me.
Really?
And then it goes bong, and then it goes dabs.
Well, dabs out of a bong. But dabs should just always be the... I'm not counting dabs right now. I'm counting, like, vape pen.
Oh, vape pen. That was it.
Then, but yeah. See, like, for me,
vape
like...
Vape pen, joints, bong.
Yeah.
And I've never done a hookah, neither have you.
No, it's...
Okay, well, tune in next week, then.